This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India has set a new global benchmark by striking terrorism with precision while upholding the vision of peace. Speaking at the inauguration of the Bhairun Singh Shekhawat Smriti Pustakalaya in Jaipur yesterday, the Vice President said that for the first time, India carried out precise strikes on Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba hideouts across international borders, and the world did not demand proof. He said that our military capabilities, including BrahMos and Akash missiles, are now acknowledged globally.
अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सीमा के अंदर जाकर उनके सबसे प्रभावी प्रांत में सटीक चोट जिसका प्रमाण विश्व में कोई नहीं मांग रहा है पूरी दुनिया ने देखा कि भारत की शक्ति कितनी ताकत है भारत ने दुनिया को एक बहुत बड़ा संदेश दिया है अब से एक बड़ा बदलाव आया है आतंकवाद को बर्दाश्त नहीं करेंगे क्योंकि आतंकवाद किसी देश के लिए नहीं दुनिया के लिए चिंता का विषय है
The government has revoked the security clearance of Turkish ground handling firm Çelebi Airport Services India Private Limited with immediate effect. In an order, Bureau of Civil Aviation Security said that the decision was taken in the interest of national security. Çelebi Aviation provides passenger handling, flight operations, cargo and postal services, as well as management of aero bridges and warehouses services at airports. Several leading Indian universities have suspended their academic memoranda of understanding MOUs with Turkish institutions, citing national security concerns. The latest to act is Jamia Millia Islamia, which announced the immediate suspension of all MOUs with institutions affiliated with the government of the Republic of Turkey. Adding to the wave of academic disengagement, the Maulana Azad National Urdu University in Hyderabad has also cancelled its academic MOU with the Yunus Emre Institute in Turkey with immediate effect. These decisions came amid a broader deterioration in India-Turkey relations, spurred by Ankara's strong support for Pakistan and criticism of India's recent strikes on terror camps across the border. India remains the fastest-growing large economy, according to the United Nations, UN. As per UN's World Economic Situation and Prospects WESP Mid-Year Report, India economy is expected to grow by 6.3% this fiscal year, even as the global economy faces a precarious moment. Ingo Pittel, a senior UN economist, said the growth is driven by strong private consumption and public investment. The report also noted positive trends in inflation and employment.
India remains one of the fastest growing large economies, driven by strong private consumption and public investment, even as growth projections to 6.3% in 2025.
India made a strong presence in the ongoing Cannes Film Festival with the inauguration of the Bharat Pavilion, reaffirming the country's commitment to promoting its cinema on the global stage. The pavilion promotes Indian cinema globally and fosters international collaborations. The event saw the presence of renowned personalities, including filmmaker and IFFI Festival Director Shekhar Kapoor and veteran actor Anupam Kher. On the occasion, Mr. Shekhar Kapoor spoke on the growing influence of India as a creative powerhouse and the role of cinema in fostering global unity. The pavilion has been set up by the National Film Development Corporation and the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall with thunderstorms over northeast India during the next 3 to 4 days. The Met Department predicted thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds in southern India over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema, Telangana, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe during the next 3 to 4 days. Similar conditions are expected in northwest India over Punjab and Haryana tomorrow and over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh from Sunday. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Nihal Sarin finished as runner-up at the Asian Championship held in Al Ain, UAE. The top-seeded player defeated Iran's Bardia Daneshwar in the final round clash between the joint overnight leaders. And that is the end of this news bulletin.